Yes, sir. Yeah. Back at it once again.
Here we go again.
Same old shit, dog. Just a different day.
Yeah. that was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Starbursts are amazing right now.
Yeah. Hey, let me get one of them.
Feel free, bro.
Favorite pink.
Favorites. Pass me one more.
So you got here a little bit of smacking. It's disregard, you know.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't ate nothing yet, so Starburst is gonna cover the grounds until then.
That's a fact.
You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Super fly, baby.
Super fly.
Yeah, man.
Super fly.
Well, I appreciate you coming out.
Talk of the town.
Yeah. Thank you for coming through yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It was good. It turned a good turnout. And people came through and wanted to check out the album and listen to it live. Appreciate everybody came through, bought some shirts, the merch over there, you know, to the right, you know, if you're watching, you know, yeah, shirts. I'm gonna find a way to get that up. So
let the people know what went down though. What was it? Superfly what?
Album, man. My album. I produced a joint. I picked the wrong time to start eating the Starburst.
Sure did, my G.
Nigga, hold on, yeah.
Go ahead. He said, hold on, yeah. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, so, hold on.
So yeah, he had an album release party yesterday. Mm-hmm. We was out the city. We was at a record store. Name of the record store was
HR Records.
HR Records. There we go.
Home Rule Records, 702 Kennedy Street Northwest, and great record shop, man. Too is that they got great selections in there. Good people there. I appreciate everything there. My man Charvis. For holding it down and let me even have that there. Shout out to my man Special Berries for DJing and holding it down and warming the crowd up, you know, or letting people, you know, get there, whatever. That was I appreciate you for that, man. And yeah, my wife for holding stuff down, keeping it together, and you know, just the people that came through, bro. You know, family, you know, friends, all that. Like, yeah, appreciate it, you know. Artists that, you know, that I met through Judah. You know what I'm saying? That was interested, that came through, you know, so, yeah, it was good to have people there, and I'm glad the people that was there, you know, was the people that was there.
No question.
Like, you know, they was able to digest it and understand, you know, catch the actual concept and the vibe of this album, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So why Superfly?
Well, that was Andrew Jackson's whole thing, so for the people who didn't, you know, make the album release, because I talked about, you know, the background behind the project. So
this you is missed all... out. You sure? You got to buy the special edition. He's not giving out no more information.
But yeah, no, it's based off of the Pure beat tape. You know, Pure was a beat tape that was conceptualized, you know what I'm saying, to represent sophisticated cocaine use in the 70s. Just the vibe of that, you know what I'm saying? Richard Pryor on the cover, the skits I use in there, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, the entendre of being that these beats were mostly loops and chops that I have found, but I didn't put any drum loops on them. So, you know, in reference to Pure dope, you know, you ain't stepping on that shit. So I didn't dilute it or you know, drown out the samples with drums and heavy percussion, you know what I'm saying? I kept it pure. You know what I'm saying? So it just gave it that vibe. I met him at H&R Records in February, you know, at a joint, a situation or a event that Special Berries, who DJ, puts on at H&R Records.
So, how organic is that? That's amazing,
it's
right?
It's dope. Yeah, it's dope, man. Yeah.
In what, 6 months you guys put together an album?
Yeah, I met him in February, and here we are. August 24th, Superfly drops.
That's what's up, man. Let's clap it up, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You know?
Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Amen Say Man. It's your boy, P. It's good, Nick.
Man, you know. It's, yeah, everything.
Superfly.
That's shit. You feel me? You
what up, Ram?
Ram the model in the building.
No doubt. Shout out to those. You know, my boy Steph. Marvelous in the building.
Yeah, they're not in the building. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
My bad.
Pardon. No, they're not in the building. Hi.
My fault.
Hello.
My fault.
We miss you. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. Superfly was a dope look, though. You know, I pulled up. Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely a good vibe. The setting was dope. I love the setting. The fact that you was able to go up the little stairs on like the little second level, and it's almost like a little baby stage up there, which is dope. The music was clean, you know what I'm saying? You playing the samples beforehand too was kind of dope. Being able to hear where the actual original joint came from, and then hear it and how you transferred it into an actual beat and shit. That shit was dope. I had a great time. Like I said, it was a good vibe. Everything was dope about it. My favorite joint was Perfect Package.
Perfect Package
was definitely my favorite song. You know, I've heard it a million times, like while you were building it and being here and stuff like that. But sitting down, listening to everything, front to back, Perfect Package is definitely my favorite joint. That joint had the AZ, Nas kind of vibes, and this flow on that joint matched accordingly. Which felt kind of different from the rest of the album, you know, where it was where some would call it unorthodox in terms of its flow and stuff like that. So, like, it definitely came off very different on that song, which I fucked with. One personal thing that from being at the record shop and being at these type of events, I've learned to appreciate having a plug, if you will. The fact that it was your event, right?
Right.
So, like, I kind of, even though I'd never been to that record store, I didn't know 90% of the people there other than, you know, the fam and the crew and shit. Right. I still felt like, you know, I kind of own the place, if you will. So they had wine at the table, you know, niggas while people were asking questions. Even Eric came at one point, was like, "Yo, what the drinks? How I get the drinks?" So I walk over, pour the wine, you know, do my 1-2. Abe over there, John had me helping to open bottles and shit, you know, saying boom, boom, boom. And then at one point, about halfway through the track setting, wine kicking in, leg, I'm old nigga, you know what I'm saying, 40 now, like legs getting a little tired of standing and shit. I'm like, yo, this is bullshit. I ain't nowhere to sit. I look around. I'm like, wait a minute. The merch table right there.
Yeah.
I look back there, and it's just Chloe sitting back there. And the daughter. And I'm like, oh, shit. It's just Chloe over there. It's 3 seats. Walk my happy ass right over that joint. Hop behind the merch table. Sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of the show sitting down. But again, everybody else don't have the privilege and ability to do that. They could. Yeah. You know, most they people could. Probably could. Yeah. Nobody would say shit. No. But I felt comfortable enough, you know what I'm saying, in that setting to be like, oh, wait, Nick's daughter over there? I'm going to sit next to her. Fuck that. Like, oh, I sat my happy ass down. Yeah. Next thing I know, Nick ended the show. I'm running a merch table. Nick's coming over. How much for the shirts? Yo, how much for it? Yeah, it's a 35 for this. You need a medium? I got you. Let me go in the box. Running the merch table. That shit was just fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You got to take advantage of your plugs. There's a purpose of saying all of that because I damn sure needed that seat.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I brought 4 chairs. For real, man. Yeah, and it brought the kids. Like you said, the kids was there. It was a family affair. My son came, my brother came with his kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Manny.
Yeah, Manny came with the kids. Steph came with the kids for a little bit. You know, Kevin Ma came through. You know, when I first got there, he had to dip. He had some stuff to do, but he came through, bought a shirt. E-Money, shout out to E-Money, came through. You know, all the artists, my KT Firehouse, Parabellum Raps, Devin the Ripper, man, architect, producer. You know what I'm saying? Judah was in the building. Calcutta was in the building. You know what I'm saying? It was good. Yeah.
It looked amazing. I was on IG peeping the scene. I'm like, yo, this looks like a moment. You
Speaking
know
of which, where was you at, Paul?
I was at rehearsal.
Rehearsal for what?
I have a play coming up called Bullied, November 2nd at the it's in Bowie, Maryland.
Where can you buy tickets at? Just for those that are interested.
You know, a good question. I gotta bring in some information. I'm not even prepped for that.
We got at least point to your IG and tell them to check your IG. You know, links in the bio or something. I'm trying to plug to get.
I said that last week. I got scolded. Remember?
What you get scolded for?
For plugging my IG. I said the links in the bio.
Oh, you said it. You didn't get scolded. You just said it the wrong. You said P5.
Nah, I said
P56
on a good day, nigga. That's
five
my IG.
It's 5 foot six.
Oh, that's what it was. They were scolding you because you said it in. Yeah, okay, I remember that now. We told them to go to Amen, say man. Either
didn't
way,
say 5 foot 6.
I was just trying to get an opportunity to plug and get some more sales.
But anyway, no doubt. Stay tuned to some more info next week. But I was in rehearsal, man. That was amazing.
Yeah,
How was it? Was it good? I mean,
it's always great when you're in person. I mean, you know, you get to interact with the people that you don't see in the regular, you know, those who come down from like New York and whatnot and other places. And, you know what I'm saying? It's a happy family, you know. Shout out to Marissa. You know, she's the writer, you know, producer, director, you know, the play right now. So, Yeah, I mean, it's just good energy, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's what's good.
Definitely thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's
yeah, man. Yeah,
doing big things, man.
Nah.
My man is an actor.
Yeah, random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we need some commercials, man.
Yeah, for real, man.
We need some commercials.
Yeah, I need it all. You know what I mean?
Think you'd be great in like a washing machine commercial, maybe?
Detergent,
perhaps?
Oh, promoting, like selling it?
Yeah, like being in the commercial, you know?
I don't know. That'd be kind of, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Time pins.
I don't know. It was just a random thought.
Yeah, that's very random. Yeah, very random.
Oh, that was the intention of it. You know, just
cool. You're trying to say your shirts be dirty, man.
I hear that. They probably, this shirt is probably definitely stains from like the 80s, bro. Yeah, still has a stench to it, too.
Stings.
How many times I watch it?
Yeah,
shout out to eBay.
It sounds like we got the first part of a commercial right,
right
now.
Right, they got that Backstreet Boys commercial on the joint. Where you can't get rid of the smell.
Yo.
That's they sound like the
sure
commercial,
loop,
right?
Make yeah. sure you loop this part and like, you know.
Tag.
Absolutely, bro.
Oxygen, Downey, rinse and refresh.
Downey, there it is. Downey, rinse and refresh. It does it just cover up odor. Help right. remove them.
Back down, background singers, man.
Yeah.
We could do our. We could do our own. We could.
Oh boy,
we kill it.
Yeah, we can do
ready.
Our own.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to record, man.
Let's do
put
it,
me in
man.
A game, coach. I'm ready.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But let's get into it, man. Hey, man.
It's say, man.
So look, I came across Ebro. He was on his podcast, and he was talking about like the state of music and how like he felt like. It's just too saturated. Like, there's too much music out there, right? Mm. Like, he feels like, you know, there should be, and everyone's qualified
right.
to, like, make music. You know what I'm saying? Like, be mm-hmm. yourself, obviously, but, like, mm-hmm. you know, there should be, like, a bar. Like, you know what? You're not allowed in this game until you blah, 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 right? And he was just talking about the crossover from music to, like, even TV. Like, when you know, pop on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
it's too many options. Like, sometimes I spend, like, 20 minutes, bro, trying to find something to watch.
Yeah,
and when it comes to music, just to go back to that, it's kind of the same thing. Like, obviously, you know, I listen to Apple Music, and I have my certain go-tos or whatnot, but sometimes I go on these deep rabbit holes, and I'm, like, in it, bro. Like, pause, like, in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I see, I mean, I feel like I control, like, the music, because I'm only, like, I fuck with what I want to fuck with.
Right.
If that makes sense. I'm still old school in a way to where I don't have Apple Music, Spotify. I don't have these streaming services.
Okay.
I still purchase albums.
Got you.
I will go to the iTunes store and I'll purchase your album and it will show up in my iTunes on my phone, mm-hmm. which will then transfer to my computer.
All your iTunes accounts, yeah.
Yeah. And then... I can then pick what I want to put on my phone from there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, huh?
Like, you know, that's just...
I hear you.
That's just how I do it, bro. Because at the end of the day, it's like I already built a big catalog of music. So I'm not going to pay $9.99 for some stuff that I already have. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. And I can't, you know, certain things... For a minute, certain things wasn't on Apple Music.
Yeah,
that
yeah. I had.
Like, De La Soul, Scarface and stuff like that. I heard wasn't on Apple Music.
And stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like... Yeah, I'm not going to pay money every month for something, you know what I'm saying? But so I kind of control that narrative in the way of it being too saturated because I listen to what I want to listen to.
And that's, you know what I'm saying? I feel you in that because that kind of like is, it's just, I think the problem with too much music is that our attention span is so short, mm-hmm. right? Because like, you know, you like every other week, it's always a popping artist,
mm-hmm.
especially in hip hop. Like this nigga's coming out, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, damn, but he sound like the other dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to hear his music, but it's like, nah, I'm good, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's good that for you, you know, you have your go-tos.
Yeah,
and
I think it's tougher for new artists, though. I think, like, the what? Artists who came out during the era of, like, the tail end of, like, the iTunes. Because they're like when iTunes and the iPod first came out, it was still buying CDs.
But tougher how?
They were still making, they was, because, tougher for new artists because, like, those artists around that time with the CDs and iPods, when they first started becoming digital like that, they still had fans. They were like, people were still going buying their stuff. Like, the new artists, they're like, the fans are fair weather. It's like hot, cold. What, you know what I'm saying? What have you done for me lately? You put something out, next thing you know, somebody else put something out that sounds just like that. It's microwavable. It's quick, quick, quick. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do some. You got to do so many other things to maintain the fucking the excitement. You know what I'm saying? As a new artist, that's what I'm saying.
That just comes with access, though. I think that's a part of the growth and progression. I mean, it's a double sided sword to an extent. You get the saturation, you get too much, but you also give the people the ability to get on faster. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like with social media and internet and YouTube and all these other options like Apple Music, you can upload a song, and if that joint happens to click, the right motherfucker catch that song, and all of a sudden it turns into a TikTok video, or Kanye play it in the background while he going live or something. Like it's now a hit. Like versus back in the day, it was the exact same amount of people trying to get on, except that they had to take their tape and go door to door and go to Def Jam and hope that somebody at Def Jam likes it, and go to another door and hope that somebody over there likes it, or go to the radio and break bread and hope that they play it. Like it was a different. It comes with the access. Yeah. So that's like, why it's so saturated.
So just think about it. Like, it's, you got consumers and you got, like, you know what I'm saying, people who just want to, I don't know. Whatever is opposite from the consumer. Like, I consider myself to be a consumer. I like what I like. I know what I, it's almost like drinking wine. You know what I'm saying? But for Ebro, just thinking about y'all saying Ebro is the one who you know, made this statement. Yeah. He's in the business of, in the radio, of playing music. It's so much fucking music probably getting thrown to him to play that he can't even, you know what I'm saying, think. It's like, he has to play. First of all, I'm going to say this. They not like us fucked the whole summer for whoever was trying to drop anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it didn't matter. Like, it was no way they going to play that shit over and over and over again. Like, nigga, your shit better be just as hot. Or, no, you know what I'm saying?
It's got to be hotter almost.
Yeah, or hotter almost to even be, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I don't know, man. It's a lot. It's a lot of music coming out. It's a lot of artists. It's a lot of rappers. And a lot of motherfuckers is dope. But
even the people that, like, I guess, like, are sitting at the top. Like, I mean, I don't want to call out names because, you know, music is subjective when it comes to, like, likes and whatnot. But, like, you know, Sexy Red or something. Like, she has music that, you know, that to me is not, like, quality music. And I think that's part of the discussion, too. Like, it's not that there's too much music.
It's not quality.
It's not quality music.
Yeah.
Niggas, you know what I'm saying?
See, but you said that that's very opinionated, though. Quality, I know. Quality based on whose standards.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. But that's when you're in those rooms where you kind of like, I don't know, like Ebro has a voice in hip hop, right? So I can understand where he's coming from when he says that just the state of, or the quality of music, and how that transitioned to too much music. Too much access to everything that's out there.
I think quality, when people say quality, I think it's being based off of how quick it's being done, turnaround. It's not much thought process going into a lot of this stuff. You could tell it's just simple beat and the hook got to be catchy.
Bro, there was an artist, you know, like 2 weeks ago on Instagram. It's some Indian dude, man. Fuck. But anyway, it's like, it begins with like an H. It's like a Hunan, whatever. Anyway, so he dropped a song, and it was lit. But that joint, just based on like IG, like reviews and like likes and whatnot, that joint has surpassed, if I'm not mistaken, They Not Like Us. This happened like this week. But just the power of people like jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's like the mixtape days when you see a fire beat back in the day, and when it was a fire beat, somebody made it and went and hopped on it, you know what I mean? And dropped another verse on it. Nowadays, it's just sharing it and on social media, and like, it's just, I don't know. I don't mind the access, yo. I don't mind any of it, honestly. I don't mind the lack of quality. I don't mind any of the above. I don't mind it being oversaturated, because I don't think it's really oversaturated. Again, it's just the access. Mm-hmm. And like Nick says, you have the ability to filter all that shit.
Yeah,
Nick doesn't know half of the shit. Why? Because he chooses not to listen to it, which is fake. You know what I'm saying? That's what he wants to listen.
Like, that's fair, bro. You have the ability to
skip over it. I too sometimes get overwhelmed. Excuse me, on Apple Music, because I'll go to browse and I'll start scrolling. Like, goddamn, so many different options, so many different people, so many different artists. So I'll just go back to what it's already on my phone or what I've already saved in the past.
Yeah.
But at the same token, every week I'm finding something new.
Yeah,
and I'm adding that junk to my library, and so I think that's better than sitting on nothing but the old shit, because it's too much, so I'm not gonna find anything. You know what I mean?
No,
so,
I think I
will benefit from Apple Music from the R&B aspect more so than the rap.
I think you would overall, period. But just, again, absolutely. Access. You'd be able to go on that joint and get, you'd be bored one day and be like, what is this? You boom,
got,
hit play.
You do got skip older through. Music much, too, yeah. right? You got older music, 70s, 80s.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everything. You can find you going, because you're not, you're on the gram now, but you know what I'm saying? You haven't been on the gram for as long as we have. You took a nice little break. So like, there's a lot of people, dope artists that are really only popping for sake of discussion on the gram. You know what I'm saying? Only really popping on the low. Like they ain't got no other than they ain't doing battle rap and doing, but they still like would be up your alley.
Right.
They just doing their own one, two on the side.
Right,
so
I see both sides. But just to piggyback of what you were saying, Ram, like I enjoy the hunt, the chase and find new artists. And sometimes like, damn, you've been out since like 2016, bro. And like, I'm just finding out about you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like certain artists that I listen to, sometimes like really, really like change my entire week, bro. Like just based on the sound, what they're talking about. And it's like, fuck, you've been out since this. Like, where were you, bro? Like, you know.
And
so.
it's cheaper than going to where Nick goes. Because you know how many times I've had, like, let's say I listen to a snippet if I was going that route, right? I listen to a snippet at work with my headphones in. I'm doing some work. I'm like, yo, this don't sound fire. Right. I'm going to go ahead and buy this album, $9.99. Click, purchase. Then I get home and I'm like, hey, yo, Paul, check this out.
Trash.
Hit play. What is this? This is garbage. This show sounds terrible. Like, even myself, I'd be like, yo, this sounds terrible. But in my headphones at the time, it was perfect song for the moment. It sounded great in my headphones. But when I get home and I play it on the real stereo, I'm like, yo, this is trash. So I say all of that, I'd be wasting $10 doing it that way. Yeah. Versus Apple Music gives me ability to enjoy it then. And next thing I know, I'm like, wait, this isn't as good as I thought it was. Yeah. Never mind. And I can never listen to it again.
Yeah. Got an Apple phone, bro. Yeah. Apple Music.
Yeah, I feel you.
It makes sense. just makes sense, bro.
Nah, I just,
if it does. Saying. If I had the space, I would add you to my family.
Now, if
take you in, bro.
If I was still able to use an iPod,
you can.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you can shit. Probably.
Shit.
You'd have to get a newer iPod, one of the like ones that used to look like iPhone.
But then it don't matter because my phone got plugged into my car, and
it matters where to shoot your phone. Just put the Apple Music on the phone. Since we talk about music and all these artists that are out there in the world, who do you think is like the best new artist? Obviously, in your individual opinions, you know what I'm saying? Like the best new or recent artist that's like, okay, this Bama might be here for a while.
Is it any genre? Or,
yeah, what I mean, like, sure. Just music in general or whatever you think. I mean, you know, is there somebody that jumps out to you that you think, you know, is fairly new to the game? Maybe it don't have to be they came out this year or nothing, but fairly new to the game. Maybe doesn't have a full footing, but you like, yeah, that motherfucker going to be here for a good while. P, anybody in mind?
So I'm going to go back and forth. So I'm going to start with right now, producer-wise. So I just came across, and I've heard his production before, but I just never like clocked it that it was him. But I've fallen in love with a guy named D-Pat. He's like the producer for like Brent Fias and whatnot.
Okay.
I think he Sonda. Did some shit for Wizkid too.
Yeah. He's done stuff with a lot of people.
Beyonce.
But his sound, like, is this on the whole fucking, and his visuals, like, just as an artist, like, nigga. Like, yeah. Artists, get back to me on that, because...
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm thinking about artists.
Artists right now.
Oh man.
Nobody.
That's a tough one, bro. Cause for one, like I said, I'm very subjective to what I listen to, bro. I don't really like as far as new the niggas that, like you said, the people I probably think might be new might have been. Yeah, out for so long.
That's fair. I mean, since y'all,
because they haven't caught their big break yet, too, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'll give you a couple examples. Like, one is a super stretch. Like, they pause. Like, this one, Yachty's been out for ages.
Yeah, is it Gotti?
Yachty. Yachty's been out for a long time.
Oh, word. Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But Yachty, I think, is one of the people that is going to continue to be around for a long time. Like, there was a window, I would say, you know, when in his first, let's call it 4 or 5 years of his career, where it was like, okay, he is a little gimmicky. He might be gone in a couple years. You know, he's going to do his thing, and he's going to fall off with the little pumps and the blah, blah. But no, I think Yachty now is going to be here for a good while.
I think Cordae.
Cordae, really? Okay. Interesting. Has he done anything recently?
He just dropped a joint with
okay.
Who the fuck was it? Yeah, he just dropped a joint with a feature, nice feature too.
Who the fuck did he just drop it with?
Shit, it's skipping my mind too, bro. Because I can see them together. Yeah.
It was Cordae and Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, that's what it was. Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that name in a minute.
I think Cordae has the J. Cole appeal.
True.
I think he has the J. Cole appeal. I think he all around artist type shit. You know what I'm saying? But he might also have that Chance the Rapper shit, because Chance hasn't been around either. But you know Chance, when you hear Chance, Chance is solidified.
Mm-hmm. No, that's facts.
So
it's funny that you bring him up. So that also was a topic of discussion on the Ebro joint. And they were talking about how Chance has, you know, fell off. Like, that last album he dropped was trash.
Mm.
Right? And for some reason, like, that pretty much just, like, took him down to the pits. Because if you think about Chance the Rapper, people don't talk about him.
Yeah,
although he's dropped, like, singles back to back in the last few months.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Again, no one talks about him.
Mm.
And he drops... his mixtape was Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, Chance is that guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Matter
of fact, if you don't mind, pose your question one more time.
Who do you think is the best recent or new artist out there?
Right. So just to go back to the whole Yachty thing, Yachty's going to be taking over for the next 10 years, bro.
Right. I think he's going to be around for a good while.
Sound,
like, he ain't going nowhere.
The look. Just everything. His whole theme right now is just what the youth wants, bro. And he's not gonna lose. And he's making quality music, bro. Like,
yeah,
you know, Yachty's winning. He's the culture right now.
Yeah,
like, he is the culture. I mean, you got, like, the OPM niggas too, though. The Kenny Carson, the Playboi Cartis, which I haven't tapped into. But
King Carson, yeah, King Carson.
But what I see, that is a movement as well. Like, heavy.
Yeah, I don't know heavy. Nothing y'all niggas talking about.
I think another one would be Don Toliver.
Oh, but yeah, that
Don, again, he's been around for a little while.
That window. Don, absolutely.
I mean, is Travis Scott available?
No, Travis, yeah, he I think he's okay. I think he's stoned. Okay. Pause. Like, I think he's cemented.
Cemented.
I think he's locked in.
Right. But also, he's like the ringleader. Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the Dons that's under him, the Playboys, the Kennys, that's all under him, bro.
Right.
Yachty, to me, is just different.
That's a different lane. I agree.
It's like if this was
same
like,
time.
Like
same time, but
just
different
like
lane.
Pick up basketball, they the captains.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. Yachty's his own captain. Uzi would be his own captain, you know, but they all around the same time, I think.
Mm. I don't know, Uzi.
Uzi.
I feel like it sucks for me to say this, because I feel like he has to drop music to support what I'm about to say, but it only makes sense. But he also is cemented. Mm-hmm. He would always have the culture.
Right. That's why I said he's a captain.
But it's like, fuck, nigga, like, put us some quality music.
Yeah,
he's been bricking lately. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna hold you. Mm-hmm. He's been bricking, bro.
I wasn't a big fan of his last album.
Yeah, like, he's the last two summers has just been trash for that nigga. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel what do you still think about, like, the quality of, like, hip hop when it comes to Griselda and them? Do you feel like that's still, like, you know, as strong as it was the last, what, two or three years?
I think, because it has a cult following.
Exactly.
It has a cult following, bro. I mean, West Side Gunn, the following that man has, bro, is fucking crazy. And then he taps into his following.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not even that, but just, like, they all into the same type of shit.
Gotcha.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
And then, like, the certain fashion shit that he does. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's gonna be around for a long time.
Right. If not on, but behind the scenes for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But just like Rock Marcy's the godfather of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, you got Rock Marcy, you got West Side Gunn, you got the what else you got? You know, you got the whole Griselda shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, speaking of, you know, went to the Conway concert.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday out in Baltimore, it was dope. You know, got to chop it up with the homie. Met Jay Skies. I mean, I met Jay Skies before, but this time I got to chop it up with him. You know, we was on stage and shit, and just able to connect a little bit more. And he started following me and shit. So now I'm gonna start sending some joints to him. So he, you know, he'd be more apt to hear these joints for real. But
is it appropriate for me to ask you? Like, do you see those? Like, again, like the next 5 years, everyone you just named still having like a footprint.
Conway, yes.
True, no doubt.
Conway, yes. Benny, yes. Westside Gunn, yes. Stove has yet to really like debut. He put out one album that Rock Marcy produced, but he hasn't really put out like a debut album like curated by Westside Gunn.
Gotcha.
It's different. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I see that. Like I said, it's a cult following. At the end of the day, our generation, the ones that are real hip hop, like we just come from a different area where hip-hop wasn't, like, prominent. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? To where, like, living in New York, Philly, shit like that, where, nigga, we live and breed, nigga. We die for hip-hop type shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that type of culture here. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting that you bring it up, because when I see,
maybe
like,
down in Richmond. Like, oh, yeah. If you go further down Virginia, yeah, like the Norfolk area, all that shit, like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Because them niggas thought
they were from New York.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, remember when Woo had a little footprint out there? Woo Syndicate?
I used to work with some niggas when I lived in Georgia that was from Norfolk and shit, and it was like, niggas had to have the baguette earrings in, and they had to have the Acura. If you ain't got no Acura or no motherfucking, like, you know, Lexus or some shit like that, you wasn't.
It's a certain caliber.
Well, we was up here Crown Vicks and Caprices and shit, nigga. Yeah. If you ain't got one of them, niggas, you ain't getting.
Definitely.
You
know what
I'm saying? First, when I used to go to New York back in the early 2000s, they considered Virginia the South. So everything you talk about, like,
it is the South.
That's probably what people expected.
Even Maryland was the South.
Caprices and whatnot.
Yeah.
Two things. One, when I do watch, like, you know, they look at the venues that these artists perform at, you see a certain caliber of people. Like, you still see niggas wearing like big leather jackets on, and you know, no disrespect. Like,
but also, you know, the craziest thing is there's a lot of whites.
Oh, I mean that's the major consumer in hip hop anyway.
Yeah, a lot of white people there. But they're hip hop. They appreciate the hip hop.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
they
like,
do they say N-word?
But I'm gonna keep it a buck. Look at Alchemist, look at Derringer, look at Beat Butcher, these are Static Selector. These are white Caucasians, or however you want to, you know, spin it, but they make some of the fucking coldest beats. Harry Fraud.
Oh yeah, they hip hop. Like, you know, they hip hop heads, no doubt. Oh yeah, I don't care about none of that, but I'm just saying, like, I understand.
Stretching Bobito, nigga.
Yeah, for sure. but I see why it's like still, you know, that genre of rap is still, you know, prominent.
It's prominent, yeah.
You know what I mean? But also, one more person I got to add, but A$AP Rocky too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean,
he's stoned.
Yeah, he's definitely stoned.
He's in stone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's cemented
that. That whole 2009, 2010 run, you got the Rockies, the Crits, the...
Pardon me, guys.
That whole crew. They were they definitely etched in stone.
Yeah,
that's along with the Kendricks.
And, it was a fire era. That big Crit. Whatever happened to Crit? Like, I wonder what Crit's doing right now. He ain't popping like he once was.
Nah, he's not. I don't know what happened, because his last album Crit Is Here.
Yeah,
that wasn't all that good. I think the last album he put out that was good was the double disc joint.
I don't even remember that. What was it?
Big Bank on it.
Nope. Last joint I remember that was good was the mixtape 12 for 12. When he went over other people's beats, he did 12 tracks over other people's beats. And then they put it on Apple Music, and I was psyched because it was on Apple Music. I was like, bet.
Forever Is a Mighty Long Time, 2017.
Oh, yeah. Forever Is a Mighty, I remember that.
That's the joint that got the Ride With Me, Get Up to Come Down with CeeLo, when CeeLo rapped like he was Pimp C and shit on that joint. Lay Up, Ox Cord, Get
Away. I remember that joint. I don't remember it being that good, though, honestly.
It was straight.
It was
a double disc, so yeah, it was a lot of music.
Nah, the 12 for 12, my man, like I said, he went over everybody else's beat, and then they put it on Apple Music, and then when it got on Apple Music, that joint was, all the beats were changed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, rights issues, rights they couldn't go on nobody else's beat,
They did that to Me and My Old School. when he first put that out. Like, yeah. That was forever in a day. That was like really his last like classic.
Yeah, joint. Cool. Crip was here, was the same way too. His first joint. Like first when it finally hit Apple Music and shit, like all the, some of the samples had changed. Yeah. Some of the jumps had changed a little bit because of all the clearance bullshit that he had to go through. Yeah.
But Crip was definitely that dude.
What? I thought Crip was gonna be forever.
DZA might be, you could etch DZA in stone too. Smoke DZA, he's still a staple from where he's at. Like, I'm gonna put it to you this way. I might etch him in stone. Is
this up? Guy, man? What? Huh? What? Why are you?
He bit you.
This nigga's whispering. This nigga came in the door, ruined the whole conversation.
He broke some skin.
This nigga's lost. Yeah, Paul just got attacked by my Knicks dog.
Which one was it? The black one?
The white joint.
Smack that nigga, man. He bit Chloe the other day too.
This nigga biting now. Okay.
Yeah, he bugged out.
He bugged out. Paul was scared.
You alright, man?
I don't know. I'm a talk to my attorney. Man, get that to the yard, man.
But the Griselda niggas, like, you know, Conway, Benny, and them niggas, they looked up to Smoke DZA. They like Smoke DZA was like a staple, like the OG type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was putting that wrestling shit.
He was putting on for New York. Like, really, during that time, you had Joey Badass and Smoke DZA in New York, for real, putting it on. You know, and you had like other small niggas like Kid Daytona. It was some guys, but when you think back in 2009, 2010.
Wow. Yeah, probably so. Action Bronson.
Yeah, Action Bronson. Yeah, yeah. But think about the Smoker Club tours. You know what I'm saying?
True.
There's a Joey Badass.
Specifically from New York, yeah, during that time frame. I can see that.
Action Bronson. Like, you was right about Action Bronson. Flatbush Zombies.
Yeah, Flatbush Zombies. I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole ASAP at that point. Yeah, but they was a little different, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole ASAP was getting on.
Yeah.
That's wild, too. ASAP was like 15 deep. Not literally, but they were so deep. Mm. And then, really, it's only Rocky and Ferg.
Yeah.
And even Ferg is like, meh.
Yeah. And 12E.
It's really just Rocky.
12E, I mean, was...
Yeah, but even 12E isn't Ferg. You know what I'm saying? In terms of popularity and hit tracks on the radio, like that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like commercial success. Like, it's Rocky, joints, Ferg, and everybody else is meh.
He got some joints with Jay Worthy. 12E does.
Oh, 12E's fire, though. I love 12E.
And ASAP Nast.
Nast a beast, too.
Fucking Nast.
Nast had a fire jam. What was it? The jam with Method Man?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The visuals is crazy. The
visuals for that jump was fire. Yeah.
But ASAP Ferg is dope though. I always liked him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
His ad libs and
Shabba Ranks was fucking classic.
Yeah,
that era. The Hood Pope era.
Hood Pope was crazy.
Crazy.
Nigga.
Hood Pope was crazy.
Yo, the first trill electro time.
Oh yeah, saying? Right. Ooh, that shit was classic.
Man. What? Yeah,
that era, right?
Early teens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss Mac though. Like, I had whole camp.
R.I.P.
I miss Mac at all of them. Bro.
Mac Miller was legend.
But it was at that time too, though. Like 2009, 10, 11, 12, like 5 years straight, bro. Heavy.
Mac Miller was—he had just found his sound when he died too.
Yeah, he just found it.
Like, he had just found this perfect window where, like, you know, I can rap, I can do a little singing, I got a swimming vibe. I found it like, oh my god,
he dropped a jazz album.
Swimming is crazy. Yeah. Whatever.
Swimming was dope.
The album was fucking.
Yeah, man. That was and free the other, you know, solidified legend. Stamped, certified, Free Thugger, Free Jeffrey.
Oh, come on, bro.
You already know, Free YSL. Yeah.
Dog, when Stoner dropped, bro, mm-hmm. that 2014.
Stoner.
Oh my God.
Nah, when Two Bitches dropped.
Oh yeah, true.
That was the first time for real.
My bad.
Two Bitches.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. My bad.
What? Stoner was that jump. Stoner was later.
Stoner was later.
Yeah, what? When that Two Bitches jumped.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but even him and Rich Homie Quan had a good little.
Oh, that was a great duo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they were great.
Rich Homie was that guy too.
Yeah,
they were great. That's still a classic fucking line too. And then Thug went on the Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne was like, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. They asked me a couple years ago who was gonna make it, Rich Homie Quan or Thug, and I picked Rich Homie Quan. Thug just looked at me and said, well, you picked wrong, didn't you? Something like that. It was something like real. It was like, well, that was a bad choice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah, Rich Homie Quan definitely fell off. I don't know what happened in the nigga either, but
he had a couple drinks, though.
Yeah,
Rich Homie Quan.
He didn't have, yeah, he had a, Look, Hurricane Chris had a couple joints.
Hurricane Chris?
And motherfucking, who else had?
Nah, I don't know. He had
what's my man? The Young Dro and T.I. was with on one of them joints. He had a song back in early 2000s.
I don't know, but...
Young Dro was with...
Yeah, Young Dro, it was... Yeah, what the fuck was the name of the song? It was a hit, though. They play that shit in Tom Tom all the time.
What? Ice Cream Paint Job or something? What you talking about?
Nah, man.
Nah, so since we talking about random artists and shit, let me ask you this. Who's an artist that got a great start, right? Came out, about to be a banger, like, did his 1-2, and then just completely fell the fuck off?
Mike Jones.
Mmm. That's a good one.
Did his 1-2 and fell off. Jaquan.
Jaquan. Cool. Hey, man. That's more one-hit wonder.
We're talking about people who had like a movement.
Yeah, it was like actually about to do their 1-2. Like a little disappeared. I think I going off of Mike Jones, I immediately thought of Slim Thug.
Absolutely.
When he already platinum came out, I said, yo, Slim Thug is about to be that guy. He had all the Pharrell produced train. He was Neptune.
Yeah.
You could say, oh, that shit, Paul Wall too, nigga.
Paul Wall had a run though. Paul Wall had a run compared to Mike Jones and motherfucking Slim Thug.
Yeah,
Paul Wall had a run.
That's a fact.
Paul Wall's on a hit record right now, technically.
That's a fact.
With what's my man? OT? Mexican OT?
Oh, yeah. He got a hit with him. That's a fact.
True.
Johnny Dang joint. That's a motherfucking hit.
That's a fact.
And Paul Wall's still doing this thing. So I think he had a better run than Slim Thug and Mike Jones.
I could say maybe Fat Trail.
That's a good one. That is a good one. I mean, it's a little more local. Yeah. But,
very, very local. But
Fat Trail was on, like, he had just got on with Wale. He was literally about the MMG and then locked up.
Matter of fact, no, Wale, Master P, because remember he was fucking with Master
That's
P
right.
for a second.
Yeah, that's right.
Then
yeah.
MMG.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Child, I remember that back. He was at the Capital City Cypher.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
No, you
yeah,
wasn't?
Yeah. No, oh, no, not that one you was at. I was at the one, it was one at many, the one where he actually freestyled.
He freestyled at my joint too.
He did. True. Yeah. I was at the one. It was at Mid East Studios and shit.
Nah. It was the joint I took Ace to.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
You could
well,
go.
I was
yeah,
in Florida. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. I was in Florida.
Nah, I took Ace to that joint, and he was a part of the Cypher.
Yeah.
And Fat Trail was in there, focused on the Cowboys game. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Then he came to Sports Zone and tried on shirts, bareback. Yeah. It was crazy.
You could say Shy Glizzy too, though.
I mean, but they still. You know,
yeah, Shy thinks he's still doing his thing, right?
Is he?
He's still around.
He's still around. I feel like he just has a certain level of respect.
If we're going like that, I'm going Hefe. Not Hefe. What the fuck is his name? Walk Gleesh.
Oh yeah. He still put Young Gleesh.
He still
puts out music though.
Yeah, but he was about to get on with Rocky and them.
Rocky Fresh might be 1-2 that you can
Fuck no. Fresh.
That's a one hit wonder.
I don't know. Is he though?
He had a couple.
He didn't.
Driving 88 was a fire album.
Yeah.
It didn't cross. It wasn't on the radio.
No, it wasn't. But he had a fire album. Then he got on with MMG, and it went straight downhill. Yeah.
Staly didn't have a move. But Staly surpasses Rocky.
Yes, I agree.
Rocky didn't have no move.
Staly's still putting out some shit though.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I haven't heard.
These are artists though. I still feel like when I heard them and they're to climb. You know what I'm saying? It was like. They about to be doing their 1-2, and then they signed with so-and-so, or something happened, and they just...
Yeah.
I feel like MMG was like a prime location
for
that. Yeah,
it definitely was. It definitely was.
Maybach Music was a prime location. Like, if you sign to MMG, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. If you're not Meek Mill or Rick Ross, good luck. Godspeed, bro.
Oh, Wale. I mean, Wale...
Wale, yeah, Wale did it himself. I think he had to carve out a niche to do that, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
crazy. Yeah. I feel like Wale cemented too though.
Yeah,
Wale cemented for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wale. In the opposite side of it, who's an artist that's gotten much better over time?
Yachty.
Yes, I agree.
I would say that too. I've definitely grown to like Yachty. I mean, I could say over time.
Like maybe when they came out, it was like this thing's trash. And over time, it's like okay. I ain't gonna lie. It's gonna sound crazy, probably Kendrick for me. When Kendrick first came out, I couldn't stand his voice. When y'all was listening to the On a Pill and Remy Red, nigga, tripping, all that shit back when.
Yeah.
I forgot what was that. What was that? The original mixtape that came out before Good Kid, Mad City.
What, the special?
Section 80.
Section 80.
Yeah.
Section 80.
Even before that, the Kendrick Lamar EP was dope.
True. Yeah, I was like, nah, I can't fuck this shit.
I don't know. I feel like old Kendrick was my favorite Kendrick. Come on, man.
All of them was like, I can, go back, I can go back and listen to old Cole. Old Cole shit.
Oh, I don't like new Cole. I like old Cole better. Mm-hmm. I Lights Please, all of that shit. That was that was a time, boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we first saw Cole, very first time, Sneaker Pimps.
That got better over time.
The Cole came out.
For me, I don't know. Oh, shit. I can't say that neither. I mean, I don't know. I'm more Travis Scott, I might say.
You know what, though? I ain't gonna hold you. I remember, it's funny that you bring up Travis Scott. We was at your crib, man. At I don't know. It's probably like seven. Who knows? But it was me, you, Lydell. I think Eric. Yeah, Eric was there. We was at your house cooling. And we just started talking about Travis. And this is when his first album dropped. The second one. Not the Wolf joint.
Al Ferrell.
That was a mixtape,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you talking about album.
Yeah, album. I believe it was the album. But anyway, I remember saying, I just couldn't get the sound, bro. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I remember Lydell looking at me like, what? So that's an artist, like, over the years, that's definitely grown on me, bro.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Because at first, I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro?
Nah, Al Ferrell shit was crazy.
Al Ferrell, I remember Al Ferrell being fire.
That shit was crazy. What's the joint? Well, he had a joint with Wale on there. And the joint with T.I. and Two Chainz.
Well, he started under T.I. He started under Grand Hustle, technically.
Yeah. And then he became a producer for Kanye under Good Beats.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Are you all
right? Yeah. Trying to balance.
Kodak.
Kodak.
Yeah, I hated Kodak in the beginning. I was like, yo, this guy can't talk. I can't. He sounds weird.
I don't know
what he's saying, but Kodak has definitely grown to me where now, like, the sound wise, like, yeah, okay.
I think Kodak is so dope, bro.
Kodak is dope.
Like, Kodak is a dope artist to me, man.
Yeah, it just took me a little while to get in.
I didn't check for him enough to be like, I don't get it. So the things that I did hear, I'm like, I just liked it. But I think Kodak, yeah, man.
Kodak, yeah.
Dope, bro.
Yeah.
Dope.
Got better over time. I felt that way back in the day about Currency. I couldn't really get with Currency's voice in the beginning, but once I locked in with Currency actually can rap, and he was dope, man. So
Remember I walked in the Sports Zone when I first started working the Sports Zone. They was playing the jump with a J Electronica and Mos Def.
Breakfast.
What?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, who is this? Currency? Yeah. I said, okay, yeah, I'm going to download this price. This song is crazy. And then I just started listening to Currency after that. So at one point, I was throwing up Jet Life and pitches and shit.
Yeah, me
Dave
too.
Wanted to fight. He was like, bro, you know that's Alpha, right? I was like, nah, bro, this is Jet Life. Dave, what you talking about?
Right. Jet Life will hang loose.
He was like, why Rem throwing up Alpha and pitches and shit? I'm like, nah, nigga, it's Jet Life.
Jet Life. Just enjoy this shit.
Jet Life. That's crazy, man. What? Cigarette Boats is still by far my favorite Currency, even though the joint's only five songs. Mm. That joint is, Harry Fraud.
I'm a Covert Coupe guy.
Oh, my gracious.
What's the Miami joint? I mean, I don't know. Currency's had some bangers.
Bangers.
Bro. Oh, my God.
Jump with Future? Oh, my God.
Oh, one of the top songs of the decade, bro.
So that's fire. Ride back in on a good driver.
Yeah, soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Confidential joint, right? Canal Confidential.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's like the intro, or like the first or second song on the motherfucker.
Like, I think that was like his second album on the actual real label.
That jump was all right. I got two more music related questions. Actually, and we're only gonna do one more. I don't like that one. Who's an artist that's just always been bad? People fuck with them, right? But to you, they just always been trash. And every time you're just like, all right, bro, turn this shit off, bro. It's trash.
Say that one more time.
An artist that's always been bad in your eyes. Like, maybe people fuck with him. They could be on the radio. It could be Drake. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you've in your eyes, they've always been bad. They're always been trash.
I don't know.
I got one. My immediate one that comes to mind. He ain't doing shit nowadays. Akon. Akon was popping. I always fucking hated Akon with a passion. I hated Akon, his sound. Yeah. I hated his voice. I hated his look. I hated his videos. I hated everything about Akon. And he's a swindler. He's over there in Africa trying to build a city.
He's
over there doing straight scamming whole time. He's been talking nothing but big shit.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Nelly.
Never liked Nelly? Ever? Country Grammar days, I'm going down. What?
It's getting hot in here?
What?
I never thought Nelly was fire.
Oh, man. I used to fuck with Nelly. When he first came out, I fucked with Nelly.
I don't have an artist like that that was like whack. But if we don't mind, if we talk about Nick, well, this artist, I feel like he had niggas in a chokehold. But we can't forget about Post Malone, bro.
Oh my God.
Post Malone was that guy, bro.
Post Malone
Sauce? Is awesome.
Most people don't consider him rap though. Paul, they weren't around for that. They don't know that post.
That's one that you probably thought you'd
just go
crazy. They don't know that post, Paul. They don't know that post.
That's crazy.
That mixtape, what is it, like August 26th or something? Something like that. I used to have it. They got rid of all the fucking apps that had mixtapes. But and the kicker is, I went back and listened to that jump recently in 2024.
Yeah.
A whole mixtape. This nigga had Yachty on that jump. This nigga had Jaden on that jump. This nigga had Larry June on the jump.
He had
all these people. And I'm just like, bro, this album is from like 2013. Like, this album's old as shit.
Telling you, bro.
Oh. You know who? I got to go back, rewind. Yeah. Rewind
it,
to who you felt like.
Bring it back. Come.
Is a new artist that's here to stay. And he gets like overlooked. Russ?
I've never checked for him.
Russ.
I know he's very successful.
He's very successful. He's a dope artist, but it's like he's here to stay. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's something that he has done. Like, I don't know, the way he does his music or the way he was successful.
When you say Russ, I say Logic. They're like the same person to me.
I feel you.
I don't know why.
I can see the comparison.
They're not the same at all, but I say Little Dicky.
That too.
But Little Dicky, I don't think, chooses to be here. For the longevity.
Little Dicky went to his own
other things. Like, he good with the show and doing this. And like, but I think that's one that could, if he wanted to.
Yeah.
In that conversation, at least, in the Russ and Logic, Little Dicky could definitely be here for the long haul if he wanted to.
Like, Russ has the respect of the industry, period. Hands down. Like, every artist respects Russ.
Yeah, a lot of.
He has joints with Conway. Any artist he want to reach out to, they like, man, I'm down to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple artists that like these niggas, like, you know, and I kind of see where the logic or the people thinking is when I listen, like Conway, for instance. I keep bringing up Conway, but at the end of the day, he got joined with J.I.D. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He got joined with Russ. It's just like, these are the guys that they respect and they look at. So then it's like, okay, these niggas must have some type of talent. But I fuck with J.I.D. too. I just think J.I.D. sounds a little bit too much like Kendrick. In a way.
Yeah, you can hear me. I can hear that.
But he's still fire.
Very fire.
Yeah, he is fire.
You know, another group that that I used to listen to a lot that I thought was going to go places was Audio Push.
Wow, you took it back.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do something.
You took it back.
You know.
2015, 2016.
Yeah, Audio Push was the shit.
God.
Audio Push was the shit. Them two, it's like, that was a mixture of Kendrick and Drake together.
That's my...
With Hip-Boy on production. You know what I'm saying? That was Hip-Boy's crew. Hip-Boy's group.
Did you guys listen to Hype Audio? Remember, Hype Beast?
Yeah.
They have Hype. They used to have Hype Audio. Now.
Yeah.
Bro, that was like how I found out about like Audio Push and like all these like this.
Yeah, Octane and what's the other nigga name? Forgot the nigga name, but yeah.
Octane.
Circling back again, that's why I love Apple Music so much, because it reminds me of back in those type of days. I used to go to mixtape sites versus like Hype Audio. I go to a mixtape site or a site that has all the illegal downloads for all the new albums that came out, and you could just scroll through.
Yep.
And because it was all free, you just be like, oh, the album cover looked dope. Track listing look halfway deep. You know what? I'm going to just check it out. And I used to find random ass artists, you know what I'm saying? And just clicking, download, and clicking down. And so that's what I love about Apple Music, because I can do the same thing there. And Apple Music is that much faster.
Because
I find one, I click on a song, I literally skip halfway through the song so I can catch the actual beat, see what the actual lyrics is like, and I'm like,
God,
okay,
bro.
Maybe I'm going to fuck with this one. I go back and actually listen to the song now. But like, that's how I find new shit on Apple Music.
That's exactly what I do, bro.
Yeah. Same thing like back then.
Skip right to the middle.
That whole Don Trump.
Is there a transition? Is the beat change?
Yeah, all that shit the same way.
That's hilarious,
and that's
man.
Why a lot of music I have on my iTunes is from that illegal downloads. Yeah. Shit, where you get the
I
link
still have all of mine on my computer, I just never put it on my phone because Apple Music.
All that shit is on my hard drive. iTunes. I run iTunes and my whole iTunes library off of my hard drive.
Same.
That's
same
crazy.
Yeah.
Me too.
That shit take up too much fucking space on the computer.
Yeah, I do. I do the same thing with my iPhotos too.
Yeah.
You still have WorldStar, don't you?
I haven't been on World Star in a long time.
True.
I haven't been World Star days.
Shout out to World Star though, bro. That was World Star
media takeout. Nigga, what? Niggas wanted to be in the know.
Yeah, definitely.
What happened to Raven Simone? Wait, what?
Yeah, right.
Who cares?
Even the random videos, though.
Yeah.
The random
videos. Oh, God.
Fighting junkies.
Fight compilations used to be crazy.
They were crazy.
Yeah. Accident compilations where niggas would just be falling and shit like that used to be crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And then you'd get on that joint and be some giant cheeks on that joint. Just like, God.
And they had that eye candy or the XL.
World
Star eye candy.
Yeah, World Star used to be crazy.
World Star was lit.
But World Star also put a lot of people on musically. A lot of people. That's where I first saw
Thug. That's what I'm saying.
That's when I first saw Thug.
That was my outlet.
Yeah.
World Star.
Remember the Weezy Chronicles?
Yeah.
Did y'all tap into that?
Yeah. And then, but I mean, that's the first time I started seeing battle rap shit too.
For sure.
I think it was T-Rex and Arsenal or somebody.
Weezy Chronicles. Yeah.
And I mean, even with the access, talking about Weezy Chronicles, like you remember what was it called officially? Good Music Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
But Kanye was dropping a new song every Friday.
True.
And they all had the same font.
True.
And then he was dropping Nas's album and Tiana Taylor's album and da da da. He was dropping album after album. Again, it's just access. We wouldn't be able to do that if he had to print up tapes and do all this bullshit back
that's
in the day.
That's a fact.
With the access that we have now, we could press of a button, nigga, upload. Let's go. We got you a new track every single weekend.
Especially when niggas had their own labels. Like, you know, just think about, you know, Kanye, Good Music was his shit. So I'm going to put out what the fuck I want to put out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever I'm ready to. You know, a lot of shit changed, man.
Yeah, it's almost crazy. It's like OVO Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they be dropping their own shit.
OVO.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Say man.
So, talking about Kanye and all of that, we did have a little bit of homework. We're going to finally go ahead and knock it out. We pushed it off an extra week.
Yeah.
Give people an opportunity, you know, to make sure they grasped the album. The album review was Vultures 2. By Yeezy and Ty Dolla Sign, or Ye and Ty Dolla Sign officially. Second version or second dropping of Vultures. I guess he's doing multiple versions. Pretty sure he's going to do like three or four, if I remember right.
It was only $4.99.
The Vultures 2 was only $4.99.
Yeah.
So price was priced right. You know, and I mean, the album actually got pulled, or I believe like certain songs may have got pulled if you didn't pay for it, because I have like the, you know, version where you save it on your phone from iTunes, and roughly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks are available from the whole album right now. So I think that's what Paul was talking about last week, though. He said something about
being signed to Atlantic, they wanted a percentage.
They want like 40% of the album, otherwise they was going to pull it. So it's probably connected to that, would be my guess. Especially since I'm looking at the songs now and the ones that are still here, I don't even know if Ty Dolla Sign's on. So that would make sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, I mean, I love the album. I'm a Ye guy anyway. So I love the album. I've been rocking it basically since it dropped. My favorite jumps on there are probably Promotion, just looking at the listing. Promotion, River, and Sky City. Sky City's probably 1, River 2, Promotion 3, but I love all three of them joints a lot. The whole album's a vibe, though. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Vultures 1 in terms of the sound that it's going for. And, the best lifestyle, though, by far, the best verse on the album provided by Lil Wayne. Yeah. Like, he destroyed that jump. And I was very pleased to see on Sky City that he put a designer on there. Designer, I hope you're getting a little check for that or something, man, because, you know, I feel like Kanye used the fuck out you in your career. I love Kanye to death, but he took that whole Panda jump, roughed it.
That go
and
back.
You never heard from Designer again, other than Timmy Turner.
That goes back to another question you asked earlier.
Yes.
Designer, I thought Designer might have been, you know,
the worst rapper.
Yeah. For real.
But Designer, he had a sound. He had a sound.
When that nigga did that Timmy Turner shit.
Timmy Turner. And everything walking. Nah, Joe, but now he's still Panda.
Just know how he sound. Yeah, he did still Panda.
Yeah, though. Kanye roughed the shit out of Panda. That was Designer's whole song. But anyway, I was happy to hear him on the hook of Sky City, even though it was only for a hot second and, you know, all of that. So I hope you got a check for that. But all in all, I'm a fan. So.
Album is dope. It's cool. It's not better than Vultures 1 to me. I think Vultures 1 was the best. Just based off the intro. I didn't really like the intro to this one, but Time Moving Slow is fire. Field Trip was fire. Promotion, Lifestyle, 530, River, Yeah, so those are ones I like the most, man. Let's say I fuck with Ye. I had to recalibrate my ears though to listen to this. I've been on my Superfly shit for a while now, just making sure the album was straight and all that. But I'm not mad at this. You know, it was a good album. If I, like I said, to compare it to the first one, I think the first one is better. I think that first four or five songs on the Vultures one caught me from the beginning. Like, you know, it pulled me in.
Yeah, I agree. Vultures one starts a lot stronger.
I thought the album was dope, man. I really enjoyed the collaboration between Ty and Ye. I think they make a good combo. The songs that you guys highlighted, let's see what we got. So far, River sticks out. Promotion. What else we got? Time Moving Slow. I mean, just it's a good sound. Like, I can let it run.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. You can kind of just let the album run.
Yeah, I can let it run. And I think, but you know, like Nick was saying, like, you know, I like Ye, man. I mean, Ye, you know, as a producer, you know, he has a certain sound that, you know, I'm attracted to. So, yeah, I mean, I give it 2 thumbs up. Is it better than the first album, Vultures 1? I think it's kind of similar. So, you know, I'm with it. I can see a Vultures 3 coming.
Yeah, there's going to be a Vultures 3 and a 4.
A word.
I'm pretty sure there's at least a 3.
No doubt.
4 probably is TBD, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a 3rd one. And the only thing I'm waiting for, man, I'm waiting for some merch. I'm waiting for some $20 merch, man. He gave us a lot of $20 merch for Vultures 1. I was pleased with all the merch.
True.
The quality of the merch and all of that stuff for $20 plus $10 shipping, whatever it was. Shit, I got the Yeezy socks on right now. Pretty amazing. very cozy. So, yeah, please, Kanye, reopen the web shop up and release some more merch for $20, please, and thank you. Would appreciate it. We need to locate some homework for the next week, my good man.
Well, before we do that, let's get into a question. I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
I got simple, real quick homework.
Listeners,
please download and go get whatever, download, playlist, whatever, how you ever do that shit. Share it. I don't know. Stream it. Superfly.
Superfly to homework?
Yeah, tap in. Okay. Yeah, that's the homework.
Yeah. Let's do it. Superfly to homework. Tap in. Let us know what y'all think. Mm-hmm. Paul, question.
Cool. So what is one thing you wish didn't exist? And it doesn't have to be. It could be anything. Physical. It could be something emotionally.
Taxes.
Cool. I'm going to start with one. I'm going to say intrusive thoughts. And you guys know what that is, right?
Intrusive thoughts are like... Can you break me down, please?
The involuntary, like, unwelcome, like, thoughts. They can happen, like, right now as we're talking. Mm-hmm. And you look at me in my eyes, my beautiful eyes, right? All of a sudden...
It's crazy.
Something... You just have a crazy thought, like... I don't know, just something wild. Or it could be something positive. But it's just, where did it come from?
Mm.
Right? And, you know, there's different things that induce it, like stress, just being overwhelmed. But again, it's
or just not giving a fuck about who you're talking to.
Whatever, but it's layers, bro. And you could be having a great moment, and all of a sudden, something just pops up. And I'm just like, where does this even come from?
Mm.
Right? And I'm like, yeah, they suck, bro. Like, it's just, I don't know.
But so my answer is going to be, you know, I wish that the homelessness was eradicated from across the center.
I'm with that though.
No, I am with that though. But yeah. I just tried to think of a very proper answer. I wish drivers were gone.
Drivers?
Yep.
Like just driving.
Drivers. Gotcha. Get rid of all of them. Give me every car automated. Every car drives itself.
Yeah.
Yep. Let them all communicate. Let them all be able to do it. Accidents will be minimized. Everything will be minimized in a great deal. Obviously, accidents will still exist. Don't get it twisted. Like, cars ain't perfect. Computers ain't perfect. But it'll be much, much less. Much, much less. It'd be much less traffic because the cars would be able to communicate. Like, everything would just work itself out. It would be amazing.
Yeah, traffic gets me.
Unless
it's an accident, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this traffic?
Driving is just annoying. Like, I don't mind it. Like, if I know the roads and I know where I'm going, because it becomes easy then, you know what I'm saying? Where it's kind of just second nature, you're just kind of cruising around. But anytime you got to go somewhere, you got to get on the highway that's unfamiliar, roads that are unfamiliar, you got to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that, man. I'm tired. Traffic, like you said, traffic's just trash. So, get rid of drivers.
And I drive for a living.
Right.
But the thing about it is, when I'm in my work truck, I'm already at work. so I ain't really tripping.
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm saying? So everybody that's around me that's tripping because they try to get to work. They got me already there.
That's hilarious. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week's homework is Superfly.
Please go download, stream.
For sure. Support the boy.
Add it to your playlist or whatever. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
DM, shoot us a DM, any of us individually or at the A-Man, Say-Man page if you're interested in a shirt.
Yeah, sure.
We definitely got some tees still available from the album release, you know what I'm saying?
We got some tees available.
What sizes we got?
I got a few mediums. It's mostly larges and extra larges, though.
Okay.
Yeah, on deck. $35. Mm-hmm, if you buy 35. Three, you might take $5 off, but you got to buy three minimum.
Yeah.
Two A Solutions, get you a custom hat. Go holler at 2A Solutions for your custom hats because they definitely held us down. So we appreciate the love. Any other shout outs?
Nah, man.
Nah, shout out Steph. Marvelous.
Nah, don't shout them out. They ain't here. Why you keep trying to show them Bama's love, man? They ain't come to work, man. They don't get no love if you don't come to work.
My bad, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we miss them and all. They're part of the crew, but they ain't come to work today. We ain't giving them no love.
Damn,
shout out to Nick. Shout out to Superfly, Andrew Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Paul, close us out. Yeah, do what you got to do. Yeah. Take whatever you got to do over there.
Listen, man. On that note, it's been another wonderful episode of A-Man Say Man. This your boy P.
Nick G.
Rem the Model.
And we out.
Peace. Maybe they'll come.